We're ready for the first Vad, the first discussion that Rav Volpe introduces us to in the topic of Tefillah. And this discussion actually is going to be focused on the preparation for Tefillah, not so much Tefillah itself. And the truth is that we know that the Gemara has an expression, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbos. It's a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which says that a person who prepared on Erev Shabbos will enjoy on Shabbos. For many of us, this is going to be an unusual Pesach. We're going to be maybe making Pesach for the first time or having Pesach in an unusual way. If we prepare for Pesach, we'll have Pesach. If we don't prepare for Pesach, so how are we going to expect to have? So we have to prepare in advance. So that's the same principle when it comes to any pursuit in life. Or, as we could say, Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. There is no sanctity without preparation. So, of course, when it comes to Tefillah, there is preparation. So he begins with a citation here, a quote from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was one of the great Spanish Rishonim. He's living, let's say, around the year 1200, a little bit later, 1250, 1200. He's living in northern Spain, and he writes a very important work called Shari Tshuva, among others. Now he quotes here from the Sefer HaYira. Quote, you see it if you have it on the page in front of you. If not, I'll read it out. Don't worry. Welcome to all of those who are just joining us. We're back for Power Torah Monday morning. Abolein and Latovit should be a great week for everybody in good health. V'yavol l'beis haknesses, a person should come to shul. So that's the first thing, which is that we have to appreciate the fact that now perhaps we don't have a beis haknesses. So to realize the significance of what it means to have a shul, the opportunity to go to a shul, which is referred to as a mikdash ma'at, that's number one. But number two is, think about it, is there a way to create a makom, a designated place for tefillah in our homes? Let's say you live in a studio apartment. So a studio apartment, it has like a nook for the kitchen, it has a nook for the living room, it has usually some kind of Chinese divider for the bedroom area. So can we have a nook for tefillah? Can we have a designated makom, a designated place that we use for davening? In our home, thank God we have a basement. Excuse me. And in the basement, we have a guest room or an office, whatever, like a spare room. And that spare room has been transformed into the beis haknesses of our home. So that when we go there, we actually have a space which is mentally designated for davening. And even if you generally daven at home, perhaps this period of time, even if you haven't done it yet, maybe today's a good day to start, designating a place in your house which is miyuchad, specified and exclusively or primarily used for tefillah, even if it's one corner. Maybe you already have this in your home. But if not, perhaps the equivalent of our modern day, of our contemporary, the current Beis HaKnesses, is to designate one specific place where we daven. That's the first thing. One of our children, my son, made a little sign for the door because he's named after my grandfather, Max Motel Brand, Zichrona Levracha, so he calls it Anshe Motel, not to be confused with other synagogues. So we have a little sign on the door that says, "Welcome to Anshe Motel. On Shabbos, we daven together as a family." The idea of having a specific makom where we go. So a person goes to shul, and today goes to that place where they daven, to stand omi lefnei Hashem, to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'omer bechnisaso, and the person says when they enter, va'ani barov chazdecha avo beisecha, they say that, mato va'ani avo beisecha, I will come to your house, v'yeshev b'mekomo, and they should sit down. But now, says Rabbeinu Yonah, something fascinating. Especially as a man, this is very fascinating. And maybe you could share with me, I can follow it on the side here, from a women's perspective. V'yeshev, and he should sit, v'lo yiftach piv, he should not, or she should not, open his or her mouth, ad sheyishem ma'at. Wait a minute. Wait a little bit. What a concept. V'yoshev el libo, and a person should return to their heart, lefnei mi hu yoshev, before whom we are sitting, umi shomea devarav, and who's listening to us. Doesn't mean that the Ribbono Shel'Olam has to answer us, but he listens to us. And that's who we're talking with. Va'az yilbash charada ve'ema v'zeev resas, the person should be moved to trembling. That's a very high level. V'yiftach tfiloso al ha-seder, should begin davening according to the Seder. An amazing idea. Fascinating concept. A person should sit for a minute and just sit quietly before davening. I don't know how this works in your experience, but when I read this week as I was preparing, I thought that's like revolutionary and earth-shattering. Usually, especially Mincha Maariv, but even Shacharis sometimes, this is, I don't know what it's like for women, this is usually what it's like for men going to shul. Hold on. You know what I'm talking about? It's like you're the beginning of Mincha. I still remember growing up, this is like a vivid memory. We're driving up to our shul. You start Ashrei 1 foot out of the car door. You get to like Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim when you're inside. We used to daven in a shtiebel. So to get to the shul, we always used to go through the back. The Rebbe's house had a kitchen. So you had to go through the kitchen, the downstairs kitchen, into the shul. So you're at like, Chanun V'Racham in the kitchen. By the time you get in through the door, Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim, there's a guy at the Amud already shuckling. Everybody's walking through the door. Now, it's true. If you're over the age of 75, you should live and be well, be great. People who I knew and know, so they usually don't have this issue. They're usually at shul like 3 hours early. But the rest of us who, for some reason, always too busy to get to shul on time, we're always so busy, we never stop. Do we ever stop? No, we're already halfway into Shemona Esrei when we're like walking through the door. How many times, if it's for many of the women on this call, you probably don't experience this very often, but this is like the Mincha Maariv phenomenon. It's like you're davening on the go. It's almost like an Olympic sport. How many words can you get in between the vestibule and the Heichal? It's crazy. But that's how we roll. So says Rav Volbi, stop! Stop, says Rabbi Niona. What would it be like? So I practiced this last night in our little Anshe Motel downstairs. It was amazing. He quotes the Rambam. We should follow the Rambam. V'chein kosev Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila. Second paragraph here on the source sheets, which you have, if you don't have it printed out, you have it on the page. Hopefully you got it. How is kavana? What is intent? What is focus? What is mindfulness? Sheyifne es libo mikol machshavos. A person should stop thinking about all thoughts. V'yiratzmo ki'ilu omid lefnei hashchina. A person should consider themselves as if they're standing in front of the Lishchina. Lefichach, therefore, tzarech leishiv ma'at kodem hatfila. A person needs to sit. I never learned this, Rambam. A person needs to sit a little bit before davening. That's what we have to do. For the purpose, k'deshi lechavin es libo, so that we should have kavana. After that, we should daven with patience, slowly. That's already something. Davening slowly. With pleading to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like we're carrying a burden and then finally we finish davening. Whew, we drop it and run. You know, some people, instead of worrying about making sure that we go to daven, they want to make sure we are upgedavened, that we already davened. As long as I davened, I'm good. Now, the truth is, that is a good mindset to have to make sure, and this is something that some people who are very sensitive to davening, they're always thinking about this, and being aware of the time of day, especially now when many of us are not getting out of the house very much, you know, even just being aware of what time it is, what time is Shkia, what time is Mincha, what time is Maariv, what time, Mincha, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, that's a good thing. But the main thing is that when we get there, we should slow down. And then the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Chasidim Arishonim, the original pious people, Hayushoin Sha'achas Kodem HaTfila. What is the expression of piety that we find here? Is that they were Shoin Sha'achas. They would wait. It doesn't mean, well, in those cases, it meant Sha'a, probably meant a full hour. Kodem HaTfila. What does that mean? It means they would meditate. They would sit calmly. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to listen to a talk We had a group of young men, young professionals. We have a young professionals group, a bunch of guys, to get together to listen to Rabbi Yehoshua Karsh, who is a tremendous resource. He's a rabbi in Northbrook, and he's my Rebbe in meditation. So Rabbi Karsh, I invited him to give a talk to all of us about meditation. And he says that sometimes when he's having a good davening, a good Shemona Esrei, before he begins Shemona Esrei, he envisions a huge palace with tall, enormous gates. And at the gates, there's a driveway, you know, a walkway that goes to the gates. And it's paved beautifully. And he stands at the front of the gates. And at the gate, there's one of those guards with a big, furry, fluffy hat. And all of a sudden, the gates open and they call his name. And that's what he meditates on sometimes when he begins Shemona Esrei. What a beautiful meditation. Coming into the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem Yisbarach is saying, come on in. I see on the screen here we have Mrs. Greenfield. She'll live and be well. Stay safe, stay well. The Ribbono Shel Olam is calling. When you get up to Daven Shemona Esrei, when you get to the gates, they say, Mrs. Greenfield, what do you have to say today? Please come in. Having that meditation, that quiet thoughtfulness, that yeshiva, that shoen sha'achas, it changes the experience of tefillah, that we are omid lefnei Hashem, we are standing before God. Hari chasidusim shel chasidim arishonim hoysa shesho shal shlema. That was a high level of piety because they waited an entire hour. For us, that's not shayach, usually. Avalishos ma'at, but to wait a little bit? Lefnei, before davening, va'acharei hatfila hi halacha ledoros. When we take that 3 steps back, when we finish, you know, some of us in the morning, I know from just my own experience, Bayom Hashem Echad Shema Echad, I'm out the door. End of Aleinu, you know, now there's no Kaddish. So by the time Aleinu is finished, you know, are we still there? Or did we allow the tefillah to sink in a little bit? An interesting thing that Rabbi Arya Kaplan points out in his book on meditation is that when we finish meditating, we should take a moment to let it sink in, to get back to regular life out of our meditative state. So how long is possible? So Rav Volbe writes, he's very realistic. He says, Kama zema'at, how long is it to sit a little bit? Chamesh dakot yarbe. 5 minutes is a lot. It's true. Now, today for some that's possible. V'hashor lefnei ha'tfilah daka achas mamash. What about 1 minute of sitting quietly? Focused, the fact that we're going to daven. This person, Yira, says Rav Volbe, maybe it would be an interesting experiment for us to try. For a person to wait 1 minute, we could put a little timer on, because we're always attached to devices. Put a timer on, wait 1 minute before davening. What would that be? And now he says, and remember, these vadim were written years ago. Imagine what he would say now. Anachnu, now I'm on the paragraph that begins with the word anachnu. It's the third paragraph to the end of the section. Anachnu rodufim me'od. We are always harried, hurried, chased. Miketzev hachayim. From the pace of life hamodernium. He's talking ketzev hachayim hamodernium. He didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have an iPod, he didn't have an iPhone, he didn't have Facebook and social media and email. You know, he didn't have any of this. But he says, already, Shakol tzricha tzrich lios leheosos b'mehiros. Everything has to be done quickly. Get it done, quick, quick, quick. Get it done, on to the next, on to the next. Ba'ochel, with eating, uvesichas reim anachnu, anu ma'arichim l'midai. When it comes to eating and a Shabbos afternoon shmooze with our friends, we have time. But davening shachris, we're very pressured to get out to work. We're going always different places, and we get that. But what about creating that space? Maybe an extra minute? We can afford that extra minute, especially now. Slowing down a little bit, that's just one daka. And then he adds, vatfila, on the second last paragraph. I was talking to somebody. Now it's Nisan, so we don't say Tachnun. But last week, somebody who davens at an early minyan in the morning, usually, which is it's a pretty quick minyan. He said he's dealing with a lot of issues in his business because of the unfortunate calamity that we're in with the coronavirus. Hashem Yishmerenu, V'Yatzilenu. He said it took him 7-8 minutes to say V'hu Racham, and he said it was so gishmak. Davening benachas. He says, this idea is the second level. The first is to give some time before davening. The second is now that we're davening in our special makom, to give some time to slow down davening. Now, for many of us, we've been davening for so long, we have a certain pace, we have a certain routine. Maybe it means that, like that atomic habit suggestion, start with one. One tefillah we're going to say benachas. Maybe we're going to say it out loud. Maybe we're going to say it with our finger on the place. Slowly, carefully, meditatively, mindfully. Pick one. Pick one. He says, I know that some people would actually do this. Some people actually, I know someone here in the neighborhood who actually starts davening before shul because he wants to daven nice and slow to get to Gaul Yisrael. The goal is, hare, and this is the summary, shchiva bisman kima mugdemes kedei lehisbal benachas. The key is, he says, for shachris purposes, go to sleep on time so that a person can get up early with plenty of time. V'shiyeh l'chalapachos, that a person should have at least daka achas, 1 minute, lefnei ha'tfilah, before davening. Milvad shar ha'chanos be'is hakima, addition to the other things that we do when we get up in the morning. We make sure we have time to brush our teeth. We make sure that we have time to get dressed properly. Certainly before davening, we should be dressed at least decently, even in these times. One of the things that we should do, he says, is put in 1 minute. Hein hein hanhagos lamaisa. These are practical things that we can and should do. Hamuchuyavos mi tefila benachas ubehen aleinu lehislamid. We should practice these things. So maybe we should take one tefila, whether it's shachris or mincha, or for those who daven Maariv, and give it that 1 minute, maybe even put that 1 minute on the clock, or the tefillah benachas, to pick a part of the tefillah that we're going to say slowly and with kavana. In these times, the main avoda that we have, what is our main vehicle to cope and to deal and to bring about Yeshua into this world, is to open that portal of tefillah. B'mevakesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In so many tefillahs now, we're so desperate for so many people who we don't know and who we do know, who are ill, who are in need for refuahs, for yeshuas. Tefillah is the ikar thing right now. Tefillah is the main focus of trying to solve this crisis. That's within our grasp. It's within our reach. So to enhance our tefillah with a daka, a moment before, and with that slower pace and that intense focus for at least one tefillah, that's something that we can do as part of our avoda. Mirtz Hashem, we will continue next week with the next VOD. We'll send it out, and Mirtz Hashem, it'll be posted. Thank you all for coming. Have a safe and meaningful day. Take care. Bye-bye.